The Clark's Pump and Shop Sideline Report, brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, official fuel of KHSAA, Pulaski County Maroons, Family Affairs, Greg mentioned Dave Fraley, the Patriarch, 34 years, 702 wins. Son John is the head coach. Another son, Shannon, is an assistant coach. A grandson, Colton, is an assistant coach. And two grandsons, Carson and Foster, are on the roster. Greg?
Carl Nathie, brought to you by 23andMe, 2:30 to go. Left side, quarter three, out of the out of bounds to Jaden Johnson. They went baseline to the top and then into the corner. And Jaden Johnson, a 40% three-point shooter, hit it.
Great ball movement and great job by Trinity coming out of that timeout to knock down a big three.
9-7 Trinity already on the scoring seesaw. Four changes of the lead. 16 points scored. They've got to trap in backcourt, knowing they have to get it across. Anderson does with a dribble. Now to Blankenship to the lane. Tipped away. Ball on the court. Running along forecourt. Got it. Put it up. Won't go. Fraley may have gotten away with a hack down on the miss at the rim by Berry. But Berry is recollected. And Trinity up by two will reset under 2 minutes first quarter. Left side to Berry. Berry shoots. Air ball turns into a pass. But then that pass stolen away by Anderson. And then he's fouled. And they're going to say black uniform 11. That's Jaden Johnson who hit that 3 moments ago with the foul.
Got caught reaching in, trying to pick the pocket.
So we've had one foul on each team. Three turnovers on Trinity. Four on Pulaski County. They're 3 of 9, 4 of 10 for Trinity. Driving to the goal, missing the layup, offensive rebound. Put back and in, up and in off the Idlewine miss. The rebound collection by Anderson. And we're tied for the first time at 9.
Great job by Anderson crashing the boards.
Skip pass to the deep right side corner to Pfeiffer, who's come in. Rocco Pfeiffer. He had 13 in the regional final and was the engine that really got him going against Seneca. To the right wing. Shot will not fall for Berry. And it goes out of bounds. Team rebound to the Maroons of Pulaski County. One of their most famous basketball alums, Reggie Hansen. Now 55 years of age, played here on this court for the University of Kentucky from 1987 to 1991, was an assistant here for 7 years, 4 years at USF. Right wing three for the lead in a 9-9 game. Will not go down for Gavin Cook, who hit a three early in the game, and that half court of foul coming back in transition called on Zach Anderson.
Trinity has started picking up in a 2-2-1 full court press. So far, the Maroons have done a great job handling that pressure, just haven't been able to finish, get any offense at the other end.
Stahl, four football players in the starting lineup in Ashland's two-point loss last night to Lyon County. Anderson, a quarterback and a defensive back on the Pulaski County team. Left corner three, Pfeiffer, no good for Rocco Pfeiffer. Offensive rebound. Pulled down by Lawson, who's come in, but stripped away and stolen by Gavin Cook. 33 seconds, first quarter. We're knotted at 9. Been an even Steven game so far. Left wing, new player in, Foster Fraley. Now he holds. Down into the left corner, Idlewine. Goes low to Carson Fraley. Right side to Blankenship, spin to the goal, put it in with 11 seconds to go.
That was a great move and a good ball fake to get both defenders in the air.
Four lead, switches, one tie, 2 seconds to go. Right of the keyhole, Lawson, they don't know. Misfired on not understanding the clock. We're at the end of the first 8 minutes. Pulaski County leading over Trinity, 11-9 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Well, here's what we've learned from the first quarter, 11-9 Pulaski County. Both teams not shooting well from three. Trinity 1 of 6, Pulaski County 1 of 4, but good from two-point range. Trinity 3 of 6, Pulaski 4 of 7. Nobody's fouling. Two fouls on Pulaski County, one on Trinity, rebounding even. And they're not making, well, they are making turnovers. Both of them made fours. That's your stat breakdown through the first eight. And here's the ball kicked defensively by Fraley, who slaps his two palms on the hardwood here, where he's played for 2 years in a row. Of course, his dad, Shannon, as Carl said, made the game-winning shot when they won the title back under his granddad. Deep three, rolls around, it hit the backboard.
The bank's open.
Yeah, the right way auto glass off the glass shot, right way auto glass. Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. It took a 360 spin around when it went down and funneled in and back out on top. But our fifth lead switch by one goes Trinity. Yeah, you call that was a shooter's bounce, a shooter's bank, and a shooter's roll. And a hold. They had the tip and were going the other way, but a hold is called on Lance Chandler. Chandler had the ball, but the reason he got it is he held the Pulaski County player, then shot the gap, and he was headed for the other end, thinking, can I dunk it at 5'10"? Inbounds play into a double team, and they got the jump ball. Good job by Vassar, help from a teammate. Tried to run that inbound play, and Vassar tied up Braley.
Trinity is so quick, and they react quickly to the ball.
Shamrocks lead by one on the three moments ago. Maroons patient. They were picked to finish third in their district preseason by the coaches, seventh in the region. Through traffic, kiss the window, right of the lane. Blankenship has four, and we have six lead switches already in 25 points scored.
Blankenship not backing down from the bigger players. Great job by the freshman.
Vassar leads Trinity with seven. Into the lane, and a charge. Left the feet to make the pass to Josiah Lawson, and when he did, had no break to stop a waiting defender for the charge.
That's cardinal sin right there. Can't leave your feet out of control, or you're going to charge.
Trigger under the opposition basket for Will Blankenship. Good to see him back, and then he gets it right back. Back on the court. You just can't imagine when you tear your ACL the last game of the regular season. He was averaging 7 at the time. He's really stepped up his game, averaging double that now at 15.2 and beyond. They brought starter Woolridge back in. He forces a pass baseline nicely, but the shot missed with one hand from 10 on the left by Anderson. And now here comes Trinity. They like to run. Chandler off the rebound by Jaden Johnson. Transition, they throw it away. Five turnovers, now six turnovers for Trinity. And the other way, leaving his feet baseline, trying to drive in Idlewine. He throws it away.
Maroon's a little out of control on that possession. Cost them a turnover.
Here come the Shamrocks. Pass to the lane, knifing away as they went for a steal. Up top did Pulaski County, and Alex Johnson found himself alone down the blue paint for two. And we go teeter-totter back again. Seesawing back and forth, seven lead switches, 14-13 Trinity. Elbow right out near the opposition's bench. Fraley brings it top to Will Blankenship. Drive right of the lane. Nothing there. Top it around left. Idlewine step back three. Too long. Defensive rebound. Ripped down by Jaden Johnson. Their second leading rebounder. Left wing three. Nestled in by Dre Vassar. He's the first player to double figures. Wing right now. Wing left three.
Got to get to Vassar.
Biggest lead of the night for either team sits right now at four for the Shamrocks at Trinity. 4:45 in period number two. Fraley, good body contact. Drive down the lane right, and Fraley banks it in. He has four.
Very strong by Fraley. Got hit and finished.
Watch out. Catch it.
Let me. I want to show you. I want to shoot. Give me the ball.
We're going to give it to the great sports writer for the Courier Journal down there.
Jason Breaks, he does a great job for Courier.
You know, the two hands on it, it was fundamental catch in
That's
the second
row. That's how we would coach it, you know?
Yes. 4:34 to go. Clock moves. Second quarter. 17-15 Trinity. Another turnover. These teams, Trinity's made three this quarter. Plasky one. Plasky five of the game. Trinity seven. And a foul. Driving goal left. Looked like he was going to be stopped, but the body got Zach Anderson.
And Zach Anderson, he's also not backing down, driving in there among the trees and taking that physical contact and getting to the free throw line.
He's used to seeing defenders come at him because he wears number two, four on the basketball court. Number two on the gridiron, quarterback, defensive back, threw for 2,154 yards, 22 touchdowns, rushed for over 1,200 yards, three more scores. And he just threw the first foul shot in. He has five. This to tie it for the second time at 17. And it rolls off no good. 17-16 Trinity. Off the miss by Anderson, who has five. Into the lane on the drive, Alex Johnson. Clears it back out on the right side. This is Kerryon Berry. Right wing good. They got it over. And Alex Johnson, the benefactor of the assist, and he hit it 18-15. Make it 19-16. Check myself. 19-16, Trinity. Fraley, sophomore guard. Got a good body for a guard. You're not going to knock him off his angle. Blankenship drives and pitches it to Woolrich, who gives it deeper in the corner to Gavin Cook, who opened this game with a three. Cook saves what could have been a bataway turnover. Over to Blankenship. Blankenship drove in. Good quick strip by Vassar. Stolen by Chandler to the goal. Missed. Fraley thought he had to block. So did his uncle, who's the head coach. But they say foul.
Coach Fraley not too happy about that. Carson, they got a block there.
Now Carson Fraley with a foul. He wants to ask the official, what did I do? And he's getting an explanation from the crew. Good job by the official of explaining why he made the call.
Yeah, you like to see that, you know, where they are willing to talk to the player.
First foul shot good by Lance Chandler, 5'10 junior, missed four games this year.
Let's see if Trinity picks up in any full court pressure here off the mat.
Chandler hits them both. That's their biggest lead of the night for Trinity.
And they're going to drop back.
Shamrocks lead by five, 21-16. But an even quarter. Even half, and they go for the back of Fraley. That's a gamble that didn't get you anywhere for Kerryon Berry. Carry on, my wayward son, on that one. little rock and roll.
He tried to carry too much. He had his arm wrapped around the Maroons' back.
You a Kansas fan? Did you listen to their music?
I listened to a little bit of it.
We're dating ourselves here. Left side bounce pass into the corner to Blankenship. Blankenship brings it back on that side to Cook. Now they bring it back up top to Fraley. Fraley directs traffic left hand, puts a dribble down right hand. Skips it over this near side in front of the bench to Woolridge. That defense by Trinity, sticky like honey on a biscuit. Deep in the right side corner. Cook tried to hit his second three of the night. No good. Offensive, a defensive rebound pulled down. And here comes Berry. But the Maroons get back down by five. Drive inside Alex Johnson. And a charge taken. Charge taker. Set up shop and charging. Zach Anderson. Let's go to Carl.
All right. Thanks, Greg. We're joined by Dr. Richard Watson, Director of Sports Rehabilitation and Hand Therapy, UK Healthcare. And want to talk about the impact of sports specialization. Dr. Watson, athletes these days, especially high school and college, they specialize a lot of times year-round single sport. Not necessarily good if you're talking about injuries, right?
That is correct. 60% of all injuries are going to occur in the knee. If you play a specialized sport, it's a 50% increase on top of that. 1.7% increase for sustaining a lower extremity injury.
What about in terms of the benefits of off-season training so that you're not just going year-round on the same sport?
It allows us to redevelop, cut down those repetitive strain injuries, build the core, build athleticism, and a roundabout flexibility, endurance, sport specificity to focus on one particular aspect of their sport.
What are some of the benefits if you do play multiple sports? Like when I was coming up, if you were an athlete, you played football, you played basketball, and then you played baseball in the spring, or you were on the track and field team, but you were doing something different. Now, as we said, it's a lot of specialization. What are the benefits of playing multiple sports?
First of all, you just mentioned it's total athleticism. It takes away all that repetitive strain you develop as an athlete at whole. A general rule is whatever the age of the child is, that's how many hours a week they should be participating. So if they're 12 years old, no more than 12 hours in a week on a given sport.
All right, very good. Dr. Richard Watson, Director of Sports Rehabilitation and Hand Therapy, UK Healthcare. Of course, the title sponsor of the Boys Sweet 16. Thank you, Dr. Watson.
Pretty good. That was better than second go-round.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
21-16, Trinity leads Pulaski. You know, Trinity won the 6A football title this year. None of these basketball players on that deep Trinity football roster. 6A champions. Now, what does the Maroon squad have? Fraley, drive. Inside that restricted area that doesn't count. Luke's sportsmanship as he collides with Vaster. And a basket good by Fraley. He has six. Down to a three-point game. Bassett tried to get the charge. He has 10 points to lead Trinity here.
Looks like the Maroons have gone to a little zone defense.
Now almost 3-2 look or a point drop. The big guy in the middle with the long arms, Woolridge. They find an adjustment. Alex Johnson misses off the right side outside the lane. Defensive rebound by Blankenship. Here comes Blankenship to the right side. Hand off to Woolridge. And now Pulaski County down three will reset a minute 45 in the first half. Skip back, pass to the right side. Blankenship drive in and a leaping up rejection, but ran out of room, couldn't save it. Going out of bounds. Vassar with the good block. Well, he's got some athleticism at 6'3".
He's gonna be hard to score. Excuse me, hard to score over. He's one of those guys you're gonna have to shot fake and get him in the air.
Checking out of the lineup, guy that just missed the shot, Alex Johnson. Johnson tonight is one of two from the field on the inbounds, tipped away. Good denial defense so far for Trinity.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. Jaden Johnson that time able to get in the passing lane to deflect that ball out of bounds.
21-18 Trinity. Two ties, unofficially seven lead switches. 40% shooting Pulaski County. 47% Trinity. Pulaski County with 90 seconds left in the first half. Blankenship, they've kept him out of the driving lanes for the most part. Does have four, has not been to the foul line. Matter of fact, we've only had four foul shots in this game. Woolridge around the arc, nothing. Oh, backdoor cut, and it was tipped out of the hands. Almost went off the hands of the intended receiver, Cook. He made a sharp cut. Again, Trinity, hands out in that passing lane for deflection.
Just great job. Jaden Johnson, again, deflecting the ball out of bounds.
Blankenship twirls his way to the foul line, finds a 15-footer. No good, but Cook tips the rebound to himself, put it back up. Won't go, but he'll be fouled. He'll go to the line. Gavin Cook, second leading rebounder at 4.3 a game.
You know, coaches would prefer you not foul that jump shooter.
Cook has taken all of his shots from three, hit his first, missed his last two. It's their leading three-point shooter at 1.8, and he's good from where he is now, the foul line. 81.5 4%, and he misses. You know, it's interesting. Only two foul shots missed earlier today in the impressive win for Harlan County. And the number three foul shooter in the state was the guy who missed the two foul shots. But he had 35 points today, so we're not complaining about what Noah did today. What a performance.
Those type of players, I remember I would beat myself up or something like that. And, you know, he won the game, 35 points. Or his team won the game. And, you know, it's one of those things where you just got to let it go.
Gavin Cook hits the second foul shot. He has four. Back within two with 51 seconds to go and ticking. They're back in that 3-2 zone look, or a point drop right in the lane. Chandler, and when he threw it down, they were out of bounds at the baseline. What'd you see there defensively?
Well, this 3-2 or 1-2-2 point drop has really kind of rattled Trinity. They're not sure what they want to be doing in their offensive execution. That time they just forced something on the baseline.
Brett Saxton, who played at Trinity in a state tournament 2004 team that lost to Mason County when Chris Lofton scored 29 to beat him in the quarters. He's now the interim coach with health issues for the veteran Chris Sabo. Doing a good job. Sure he'll work on that in the locker room. 20 seconds to go. Down by two. Fraley, nice move. Banks misses. Follow Idlewine, no. And then the rebound pulled down by Cook. Cook will bank. Cook will miss. Can't buy one. Boy, they had every chance. And now, forecourt, Vassar. Lane looking, right wing, Alex Johnson, no good, caught, but after the buzzer, off the miss, caught in midair by Kerryon Berry, but he couldn't put it in time. Tight one through the first half, 21-19 Trinity. Let's go to Carl.
With the Region 7 champion coach of the Trinity Shamrocks, Brett Sexton. Brett, good news in the first half, bad news, what was it?
We have the lead, that's about it. That's about all the good news that I can give you. It's just, you know, a frustrating half, a disappointing half. We just didn't play real well.
And how so?
I thought our ball movement was slow. I thought we ran the floor slow defensively. I didn't think we paid attention to the details. So we're winning, and that's what I'll tell them.
And you got stuff to work on at halftime.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, good luck. Brett Sexton, head coach of the Trinity Shamrocks. Not all that pleased, but his team is pleased with a two-point lead, 21-19 over Pulaski County. Halftime activities continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
At Holbrook Drug, we pride ourselves on our lightning-fast prescription service. Your time is valuable, so we make sure you get your medications quickly and accurately. But that's not all. Craving a delicious treat? Try our milkshake bar with over 36 flavors. And don't forget, our gift shop has everything from thoughtful gifts to everyday essentials. Holbrook Drug is your one-stop shop for health, happiness, and convenience. Stop in 208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Go-To Solutions, Linex of Moorhead.
Back here in Rupp Arena, Carl Nathy with you, and
Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. We are at the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16, and this is still the opening round. This is game three in our halftime score, or game seven, actually, but game three of the day. Trinity 21 and Pulaski County 19. And our Kentucky Beef Council protein power rebounder of the first half as we gaze at the statistics. The top rebounder, well, one for each team, has four rebounds. For the Pulaski County Maroons, Anderson the leading rebounder with four. And with four on the other side, Barry for Trinity. So they are our co-Kentucky Beef Council protein power rebounders in the first half. Did you know, looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. We are pleased to be joined by Jacob Pratt, who is 3 years now with the Commonwealth Journal based in Somerset area, Pulaski County, and for the last year is sports editor. So, Jacob, first of all, tell us, my understanding is you graduated 10 years ago this spring from Pulaski County High School, so you're in your hometown.
That is correct, sir. Graduated 10 years ago from Pulaski. It's always been a dream of mine to cover them at the state tournament, and being able to do it 2 years in a row, it's a blessing.
What about the Fraleys? And we talked a little bit in the first half about the, you got Dave Fraley as the patriarch, but he's got sons and grandsons part of the team. It's really a family tradition you got going there.
I mean, yeah, everywhere, almost every year at Pulaski, you have a Fraley. Whether that be the coach, whether that be a player, there's always a Fraley at Pulaski. And they're just a basketball family. Carson may be one of the most underrated sophomores in the state.
Very good. How about covering sports in an area like Somerset? Because not only you have Pulaski County, you've got the Somerset Briar Jumpers, one of the better nicknames, I think, of a team in Kentucky. You've got Southwestern High School. You've got Somerset Christian. Keeps you hopping pretty good.
Busy every single day, no matter the sport, basketball, baseball, softball. Sometimes two or three games in a day.
In your case, what drew you to the field of sports writing and writing?
Well, ever since I was young, loved sports. And when I was about in middle school, I discovered I had a passion for writing as well. And honestly, they just go hand in hand.
What about in terms of sports writing now? Now, the Commonwealth Journal, in terms of deadlines and whatever, like what will you be filing tonight? You're obviously, you're doing some social media during the game, keeping fans posted. What about when the game ends? What, take us through what happens.
Typically, with our deadline, which our deadline has been pushed up some recently, typically what I'll do is I'll release a small game story, like a brief summary of what happens, and then in the next edition of the paper, which in this case would be Saturday, will be a full game story with quotes and the like.
Okay. Well, we're talking with the sports editor of the Commonwealth Journal based in Somerset, Kentucky. Jacob Pratt will continue the conversation in just a moment. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com. Continuing our conversation here at halftime with Jacob Pratt, sports editor of the Commonwealth Journal. He's here covering Pulaski County for the second straight year in the boys' Sweet 16. In the first half, Trinity 21, Pulaski 19. Trinity coach was not all that pleased with his team's effort in the first half. How do you think Somerset's feeling about things?
Well,
Pulaski County.
I'll tell you this. I talked to Coach Fraley after they won region, and all year they've been told, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that. They've come into this game, everyone's discounting them, and they're playing their hearts out. They're driving, they're getting baskets near the goal. If I'm Pulaski, I feel very good about that half.
All right, very good. Last question, after the Sweet 16's over for the Somerset, for the Commonwealth Journal based in Somerset, the print edition comes out Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. But, of course, online, you're going all the time. What's next? Baseball and the spring sports, right?
Yep, baseball and softball. And then we also have two teams that are introducing boys volleyball this year as well. So we'll be covering that as well.
All right. Our guest has been Jacob Pratt, the sports editor of the Commonwealth Journal. Thank you, Jacob, for joining us.
Thanks so much, sir.
All right. And the score at halftime, Trinity 21, Pulaski County 19. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 0016.
This Sweet 16 broadcast is sponsored in part by your Scott Family McDonald.
Back courtside with the Region 12 champions coach, Pulaski County Maroons, John Fraley. And John, that first half, your reaction. You're only down by 2 points. What do you got to do in the second half?
We've got to continue to defend and get some continuity on offense and continue to rebound.
What about in terms of the Trinity team? What's the strongest part of their game so far?
Right now, getting to the basket and the offensive glass. You know, we've got to keep one and two out of the lane and then close out on some shooters. They do a good job of that.
Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
That's Coach John Fraley. His father was Dave Fraley, Coach Pulaski County, the 1986 state championship. He's got sons, grandsons, that is, Dave does, part of the coaching staff and on the team itself. And Pulaski County Maroons going up against the Trinity Shamrocks. We're about a minute 45 away from the second half, so it is time now to send it back to the voice of the Eastern Kentucky University Colonels and the voice of the boys' Sweet 16 on the UK Network, or I should say, excuse me, the UK Network, on the Sweet 16 Network, the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. So we'll go back to Greg Stottlemyre and Mina Todd for her expert call of the second half. Back to you.
Thanks, Carl. I think Tom Leach is on that UK Network doing a little work in the NCAA tonight. All right, so when you break down the stats, not a lot of difference here. More turnovers for Trinity. They made 9 compared to 6 by Pulaski County. And they've out-rebounded Pulaski by 2. But look at the 2-point shooting numbers compared to the 3-point shooting numbers. Neither team shooting well from 3 at 1 of 6 for Pulaski County. And 3 of 9, not bad for Trinity. 2-point shooting a lot better, 5 of 9 for Trinity. 7 of 17 for Pulaski County.
Yeah, the other thing I'm noticing is points in the paint for Pulaski, which is surprising. I would think that would go, the nod would go to Trinity on that one.
Leading score, 10 points for Vassar, and he also leads Trinity in assists with 2. Nobody else with more than 4. 4 for Johnson, that's Alex Johnson, and 4 for Chandler on the other side. Nobody with more than 5. I mean, it has been, you got Fraley, he has 6, Anderson has 5, Cook 4, Blankenship 4. So low scoring first half, just 40 points put on the board. Milk and Milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, so they're a very important source. 13 essential nutrients, calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. That's 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Again, Michael Stokes, your referee. Jeff Baker and Andy Thomason work alongside. A lot of changes of the lead. One tie, had a ton of lead switches in that first half of play. Total of 8 of them. Trinity will go in front of their bench, and they will get the ball to start the second half. And we are underway with the second half as the shot is no good off the left side by Jaden Johnson, who's hit 1-3 tonight.
That was a contested fall-away jump shot. Not exactly what I think the coach would want, nor is this.
Blankenship trying to go out left. Woldridge was cutting inside. That's twice that Woldridge has been involved in a miscommunications between he and a teammate on an exchange.
Yeah, just an unforced turnover there. Can't afford to have those at this stage of the game.
21-19 Trinity. High left through the ball, Vassar. Vassar lobs it left to the lane. A little elbow in and a little flip pass to the right side to Chandler. Chandler drives in, fouled by Woolridge. Woolridge rejected it but drew the foul. So Woolridge involved in a foul on one end, a turnover on the other end.
That was a great take by Lance Chandler. Strong, quick move to the basket. I think he got popped in the face. Let's see if that affects his free throw shooting here.
Yeah, he was checking himself there. Up and in for the first one.
Didn't affect him at all. Be like Michael Jordan, just close your eyes.
Yeah, 3 of 3. 3 of 3 from the foul line as a team. One more coming here for Chandler. Chandler has 3 of his 5 from the free line, and both of them just nothing but the net. Biggest lead has been 5, 23-19. Trinity by 4, first minute of the second half. Blankenship handles the ball a lot. Hand off to Woolridge. Back to Blankenship in front of his bench. Down near the baseline, about 5 feet off of it. Nothing there. Kick it way out high with a pass that he had to rise to get it. Anderson. Now back to Blankenship. Goes down low to Fraley. Leave his feet. Aldrich, nice extra share to Blankenship. Spotted up in the right corner, and he hit the three. He has seven.
The Maroons need more of that. Good ball patience. They reversed the ball a couple times. Knocked down a two.
Yeah, they called it a two, not a three. Good catch there into the lane, down the lane. And knifing his way through. Left, right, right hand. Banked by Vassar. He has a dozen. Leads him at 14.2 a game.
Boy, he's crafty, isn't he?
25-21, Blankenship passes up a three, left corner, and the shot missed out of the left corner by Gavin Cook, who's hit one tonight, but he's one of four. Transition, squaring, baseline left, Alex Johnson from seven, he has six.
Yeah, the Maroons' defensive transition, just not there on that possession.
Biggest lead of the night, it's six now. Head of the key, Fraley, the sophomore guard. Tried to bounce it to a post that wasn't ready for it. And then Fraley comes back to foul. Head coach John Fraley, arms crossed, says nothing to his nephew. As Carson Fraley will pick up the foul. And those are back-to-back passing turnovers by Pulaski County. And they had only made six in the first half. Now they've made two more.
And Trinity's got 8 points off of those turnovers.
Trinity has not made a turnover in this half, so they have an 8-5 advantage in points off, trying to expand their biggest lead of six now. Crossover dribble, Alex Johnson. He has six tonight. Baseline to Vassar, their leading scorer. Former Jefferson Town guy. He missed the shot from 15, right side of the lane. He was here, was Vassar with J-Town as a sophomore, lost to Lincoln County out of the same region, the 12th, 5-4 in another low-scoring game, 45-41. During the five-minute mark of the third quarter, Blankenship drives. Great job to get all ball, or did he, by Chandler. Reached in, and they're going to say it wasn't on him. It was a reach on Alex Johnson because he slowed down the driver, Blankenship, and then the foul called on Alex Johnson is first.
Yeah, that the tie-up with number one, Lance Chandler, was clean, but number 13, Alex Johnson, got him on the drive.
First foul shot no good by Blankenship. He is an 86.5% foul shooter. Ninth in the state. What are we doing to the top foul shooters in the state? As he got that with his second foul shot, Blankenship, in the three regional games, hit 24-27. Got one out of two there. 5 minutes to go. Down by five in the third. Pulaski County plays defense. They are still matched up in that zone, it appears, or are they? It's kind of a changing zone. Knifing down the lane. It backed away. It's easy.
That's
all the way
easy
to the goal for Chandler.
Yeah, nobody rotated. Nobody cut the cutter. Nobody stopped the drive.
Biggest lead of the night. Seven for Trinity. Great pass by Fraley. You heard the crowd because to the goal, looked like he was going to get the layup. Idlewine, he had it blocked, but there was body into Idlewine as he went to the goal, and they called the foul on Vassar.
Vassar asking the referee what he did wrong. Again, the referee doing a great job communicating.
Got body. Vassar, his first foul. Idlewine misses the foul shot. He's an 85% shooter. So between the 86.5 and the 85% shooter, the third best foul shooting team collectively in the state, they've now gone 2-4. Left 2 points off the board. First point of the night by Idlewine. 29-23 Trinity. They were up two at halftime. They had a couple of ties and eight lead switches. Trinity doesn't want to switch that lead anymore. Bad pass. Tried to head it out. Blankenship made the steal. It is rejected. High rising swat away there by the big guy, Barry. But Pulaski County got it back. That was impressive, though.
Well, he got way up there.
Like a outside hitter in volleyball. Deep three will not fall for Blankenship. 38% shooter. Hit one tonight. Other way, drive. No. To the goal. Off the miss on one end. Almost a bucket for Vassar. Couldn't get it to fall. He is fouled, though, and he's fouled by Blankenship.
Frustrated with himself for not knocking that one in with a chance for an and one.
Two tosses for Vassar, 76% shooter. He had 40 points in a game against DeSales.
He knows how to put it in the hole. He's got a great looking shot. He is a great attacker going downhill, attacks that basket with vengeance.
He was 11 of 11 in that 40-point effort from the field, 4 of 5, and he hit, that was for two-pointers, 4 of 5 from three-point range. He ups the lead to a game high as he hits 2-8. He's been the guy. He has 14. He was MVP of the All-State Sugar Bowl National Prep Classic the Trinity played in. They played a little bit of everywhere. They played seven games against teams from other states but Kentucky. Idlewine moves in baseline. Got the Fraley pass, banks it in. From 6 and left of the lane. That wasn't an easy shot. First field goal for Idlewine.
Not at all. Idlewine had to be strong with the ball there.
3.5 to go in the third. Trinity plays offense up by 6. They've led this entire half. Built the lead to 8. Went away. Another turnover. Both teams' turnovers causing problems here in quarter number 3. That's the third of the night. Or no, Plasky's made 2, and now so is Trinity in this quarter. Idlewine with the last bucket. This time Cook up top through Idlewine. Now picking up the dribble right side. Free throw line extended. Anderson come to get it back to Cook. Cook give and go to Idlewine. He's fouled. He was going to go up to pass. He was in the air. Let's see how they rule this before we go to break here. I think it was a right call, not a shot. Foul was called on Lawson. Timeout on the court. Second foul on Lawson. His team, Trinity, 31-25 over Pulaski County on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Daly, 2024 Kentucky Teacher of the Year. If you've ever been in a classroom, you know that educators are difference makers. They teach our kids to dream and to achieve those dreams every day. Now's your chance to make a difference for an educator who's had a positive impact on your life or the life of your kids. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. Nominate your difference maker at KEA.org.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Our thanks to Clark's Pump and Shop for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, return, refresh, refuel.
3 of 5 shooting for Trinity, but no three-point attempts in this quarter. 2 of 5 shooting for Pulaski County, and they have attempted 2 threes and haven't hit either one. Trinity leads by 6. We pause. Station identification 10 seconds on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Sweet 16 basketball on 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, sponsored in part by GoTo Solutions, Linex of Moorhead.
Trinity in their 7th Sweet 16 at 11-4 overall, won their last state championship in 2019, won it in 2012 as well, when they went 35-3, first ever appearance, 2004. This is their first in 5 years, trying to make the most of it, get to the quarterfinal round. And if they do, it'll be an all Jefferson County battle, because Evangel Christian won earlier today by 11 over Butler County. It'll be the last quarterfinal game tomorrow night. Blankenship, stop and go dribble at the foul line. Clear it out left side, out of the timeout. Now to Anderson. Back up top, Blankenship. That ball was in his hands a lot of the time in this offense.
Good patience by Pulaski County here.
Pick up the dribble, handoff. Anderson got it back, goes down the lane, got an easy one to the goal for 7.
Patience paying off right there, got a wide open layup.
31-27. Pulaski County has cut the 8-point deficit in half. deep three. That'll pump it back up. Vassar's had a great game. That's his third three. He has 17 to lead all scorers.
You can't leave him open. You have to have a hand in his face.
He's 3 for 3 from 3, 6 of 8 from the field. He's been the best player on the court. And when Fraley rifled a pass, it was going to clank off the hands of a Maroon, but there was a blocking foul under Fraley when they went to pass, not allowed to come down. And they called the foul on Vassar. Who'd they call it on? We'll have to
Vassar, double-see. I believe.
That will be his second if it is. He wanted an explanation. We are digging into the second half, and we are deep into the third quarter now. Let's make sure to call 811, Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Blankenship between the rings. Got it off top of the key, way out high to Anderson. Anderson's been quiet after early four. He has 7, was their leading rebounder. There goes Blankenship. He had to spin that high off the backboard to go over an outstretched hand and put it in. That was a pretty drive by Blankenship.
Fantastic driving. You're right. It hit above the square and dropped in.
Back within 5, as that's the first Maroon to go to double figures with 10. In Blankenship, who averages a team-leading 15.2. They're in that 3-2 or 1-2-1, 1-2-2 point drop. Oh, good. Nifty move down the right of the lane by Josiah Lawson. Hung in the air and banked it in behind the back. Fraley to Blankenship. It was a good pass, but Blankenship had to go out of the territory to get it to save it going out of bounds. He's tracked now by the big guy out there that had the good first half, and Barry with a really good defensive effort. Now, here is Fraley tried to feed it low, but again, they cut the passing line away as Idle Wyang was the intended receiver. They're just good at getting hands and they deflect. You hear coaches talk about they want a lot of deflections. They track that on the bench.
Yeah, Trinity does a great job. They react while the ball's in the air. They do not wait till the ball's caught, and that helps them end up with a lot of deflections.
Now, we talk about something good. On the inbounds, Idlewine cuts to the goal. Fraley got it to him. And coaches don't like to see a breakdown defensively on an out-of-bounds play. And the Bruins ran a good one there, but Idlewine couldn't get the shot. He gets fouled and go to the line.
And it's crazy-making because you know you've prepared for a lot of these out-of-bounds plays after watching film.
It is the third foul of the night on Jaden Johnson. As you look down the foul total, 3 on Jaden Johnson. Nobody else with more than 2. On the other side, just one player with 2, and that is Fraley, the guard for Pulaski County. First foul shot good, down to a 6-point Trinity lead. One more for Idlewine.
Pretty. Pure. Good-looking shot.
He has 5, and they've all come in this quarter. 25 seconds to go. Trinity, you suspect, will hold for the last shot, leading by 5. They were up by 2 at the end of halftime, and so 15-12 advantage here in the third. So no lead switches in this quarter or ties. Go over right side of the hot hand, Vassar. He'll feed it to the foul line, and the bucket good by Jaden Johnson. No, Alex Johnson, make it Alex, and he hit it, and almost the deep shot at the buzzer. But Trinity with a cushion up by 7. 38-31 as we go to the final 8 minutes at Rupp Arena here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital co-pays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Both teams shot better in that quarter. Trinity 6 of 8, upping their total for the game to a pretty impressive 53.8. Pulaski County sits at 40 after going 4 of 7 in the third quarter. As we go into the fourth quarter with Trinity leading currently by a count of 38 lead switches, by the way, and one tie in the count as we go here to the fourth quarter is 38-31. Muscle into the fourth quarter, why don't we, with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. See what the Maroons have got for a comeback here. Out of Region 12, first team to get here back-to-back since Wayne County did it in 2013-14, the Cardinals. Blankenship top to Anderson. Anderson's been quiet of late. Here's Fraley, tipped out of his hand, quick hands. Good defense by Rocco Pfeiffer back in. What a regional final Pfeiffer had against Seneca. Hit all five of his shots, hit all three of his three-pointers.
The Maroons.
Enormous off the bench is what the coach said about Rocco Pfeiffer. Blankenship down to Fraley. Fraley backing down, turning over the big defender and putting it in. That's a good job over 6'3 Barry, who has good leaps.
Yeah, he did a great job being strong with the ball there and scoring over the taller player from Trinity.
Back to a five-point game, but Trinity just cannot seem to allow the Maroons back in it. They've got an answer every time. Another one? Nope. Out of the right corner, missed by four in the black uniforms, and now four in the white uniforms. Anderson gets the carom a minute into the last quarter. Haven't had an overtime in this tournament. Had one game that came down to foul shots at the very end that was tied with under 4 seconds to go. Lyon County yesterday ousting Ashland with a furious comeback from seven down in the last 5 minutes. Wolderidge has checked back in the game for Pulaski County, muscling in Idlewine, and he got the foul as it was called on Rocco Pfeiffer, the 6'1 junior.
That was smart by Idlewine, realizing he had the smaller Pfeiffer on him. Took him straight to the basket and drew the foul. Chance for two free throws.
Injured himself in the regional quarterfinals. Didn't play in the semifinals. Got back in the lineup when they won the championship. And he missed the foul shot. Well, Idlewine, it's been an up and down trip to the line tonight for him, despite his good foul shooting totals, as he misses there.
They need these. They need to knock the free throws down during this stretch.
One more here for Idlewine. Got the second one, so he goes 1 for 2. Idlewine on the night, 3 for 5. And it is a four-point game, 38-34. Trinity pulls the ball out. 2-3 zone look this time. They've switched that zone. It's more like a 1-2-2 point drop. Kind of got to watch what Woolrich does at the top. Three out of the corner, no good by Pfeiffer. So he was hot in the regional final runaway from Seneca, who had made their first trip there since 1969 to the regional 7 final. And it was a 77-45 win for Trinity. Idlewine driving down the lane right. He thought it was touched out by the defender, but the official said, no, he bounced it out of bounds himself. Idlewine, costly turnover. They could have got it down to a one-possession game. Down to 6:02 in the game now.
Good defense by Trinity. Idlewine just dribbled it off his knee.
No turnovers here. That's their first of the quarter. Ninth of the day, 11 by Trinity. Picking up the pace of the defense. Alex Johnson out right to Basser, and Basser goes to the goal off the baseline. 19 for Dre Basser.
He's got some great hang time, was able to avoid the defender. Little up and under move.
Kind of like the other day where we talked about trying to climb the mountain. You get to near the top. That's what Warren Central did earlier today, defending champion Wolverine, deep three. Nope. I don't know if the coach wanted that shot. He is a good shooter. 39%. He hadn't scored tonight, but in transition, Shamrock's throwing away. Oh, pretty pass. Idlewine round to Wooldridge. He'll get it out high right to Anderson. Fraley, just a, kind of more of a passer. And his uncle, the head coach, John Fraley, whose dad, Dave Fraley, won a state championship in 1986. We'll call the timeout. His team, a big possession, 5-11 in the game, down by 6 at Trinity on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef is what's for winners.
Time now for our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. And this evening it goes to Don Lane, men's basketball coach for 26 years and faculty member for 41 years at Transylvania University. Don and wife Mona never miss the boys' Sweet 16. He recently came out with a book. It's titled The Lane Way, Family Faith and 50 Years in Basketball. It's available at bookstores across the Commonwealth and online as well. That's our BSN Sports Heart of the Game. Greg?
40-34, Trinity leads by 6, inbounds. They get it out to the shooter, and Blankenship hits his second of the night, and the game tightens down to a one-possession game.
Beautiful.
40-37.
Beautiful design play out of the timeout by the Maroons.
That's a couple times they've done that. He has 12 now, and it is 40-37. Trinity doing what Trinity does all year, 15th best in the state. 51% shooting tonight. They're 51-7. A couple turnovers here and almost one there, almost deflected. Head of the key. They pulled this out into an extended half court, 1-2-2. Right wing. Good looking for Chandler. Couldn't hit it. Chance to tie with a three or get within one. Defensive rebound by Anderson. Here comes Fraley. Clears it back out to Blankenship. Fraley. Fraley fakes. Sophomore guard backs it away. Playing with those knee braces on both MCL injuries. Down low in the lane, Anderson. Batted away, ball on the court, good slap down. Guy that tipped it away was Evans. The guy that stole it is Chandler. And then the ball tipped away, Chandler got it back. Knifes the goal, and he's fouled on the slap down. And it was by Gavin Cook. Wow, both teams had a chance.
That was some crazy basketball right there.
40-37. Trinity leads, but it's tightened down. 3:55 to go.
Chandler needs to knock down these free throws. Coach Zaxton not happy with that three-point choice of Chandler on their last offensive possession.
First foul shot, no good by Chandler. His first miss after four makes. And the foul line there, 6 of 7. 7 of 12 for Pulaski. Second is back on target for Chandler. He has 9 in the game now. Let's take a look at the scoring. Blankenship leads with 12. Pulaski County, only guy in double figures. 8 for Fraley. 7 Anderson. 19 for Vassar. And the aforementioned 9 for Chandler. 8 for Alex Johnson. 4-point lead, Trinity. Fraley, crossover dribble, backing down to the lane. Feed it out high to Blankenship. He thought about a 25-footer just at the bottom of the UK logo, but didn't take it. Very patient Pulaski County team. Stop and go dribble. Anderson to the lane, walked with it. Put it in, but he walked first. Good call.
Sure did. He got bumped, and it kind of knocked him off his dribble rhythm and forced him to walk.
Pulaski County with three turnovers here in the decisive fourth quarter. They made 11. Trinity's made 12 and points off. Trinity by one, lead the game by four. Here's Vassar, leaves his feet, throws a corner left to the player that's just come in, and the missed shot from three, bubble put back up and in. After the miss by Frazier.
It's kind of knocked, the Maroons lost the handle, and Edmonds was able to come up with it for a great finish.
And that's his first two, and a throwaway in transition. Back-to-back empty possessions, a crucial time after they had the ball down three. Now they're on D when we come back. It is Trinity 43, Pulaski County 37 on the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com.
Well, when you're trying to get back in a game and you get it down to three, but back-to-back turnovers, they've made four in this quarter, four of their 12. It's both teams with 12 turnovers. But again, Trinity shooting 8 percentage points better. And they've made four threes, 4 of 14, just 2 of 10 for Pulaski County. Pulaski County came in shooting 35% of the year from deep and making 6.6 a game.
Let's see if Trinity does a better job of shot selection here, getting something going to the basket instead of those long, unexpected threes.
Pulaski County been in a zone, but out of that timeout, down now by six. They go man-to-man. They got to force something here. Jaden Johnson. He's over right side. Frazier hadn't played much, but he's in there now. He cuts the goal, gets it, puts it in. Get on the court and do something, Avery Frazier, and he does.
Got a little back screen. Was able to flash in there, open. Good finish.
5'10 junior. Spells his name F-R-A-S-H-E-R. You say it, Frazier. Top of the key, Fraley. Time running out on the Maroons. Got it down and then a couple of crucial turnovers. And Trinity converts on the offensive side. Crossover dribble, Blankenship, who hit the big three, misses. But he drew the foul.
And that's something he does so well, is breaking down a defender and getting in the lane, drawing fouls. He's had a tough time tonight over the very athletic, long bodies of the Trinity Shamrocks.
Biggest lead of the day, back at eight. The one good thing, there's only been one timeout called by either bench, and it was moments ago by Pulaski County. Number one, they got to do what he just did. That's hit foul shots, and Blankenship did. But a good day for him, he has 13. But because there's no clock stoppage after makes, you can use those timeouts. So John Fraley has a little bit of an ace in his back pocket trying to make a comeback. Back to a six-point game, 2:01 to go. They throw over the defense left side to Edmonds. He got it back, goes inside, put it in, and a foul. Hands were up, but I think they got the slap down. So the hands came down on Zach Anderson. Well, there's one or two ways to play it. You either attack when the other team's overextending, or you try to take the air out of it. They attack, and Edmonds scores.
Well, that press invited that attack, and they did a great job breaking the pressure, and beautiful ball movement.
Foul shot no good, and the ball tipped away, almost stolen by Frazier, but Pulaski County collects off the miss, down 8, minute 46 to go. Here comes Idlewine back top. They're running trap. into the lane. Good pass. And a Right Way Auto Glass off the glass shot. Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. As they drove in, Cook got the assist from Anderson and put it in. And the aforementioned timeouts we talked about. Still three in the pocket of the coach, John Fraley, his eighth year. And so they need a steal. They need a stop here with a minute 37 to go.
Yeah, look for them to put a lot of pressure on, try to come up with a steal, get a quick basket.
This Daw Harris KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance salutes Barry Barnes. Barnes contributed to high school basketball, softball, and volleyball as an official and an assigning secretary. He worked 16 Sweet 16 tournaments, was the 1994-95 Outstanding Basketball Official of the Year. Roberts Insurance congratulates Barry Barnes, a member of the Daw Harris KHSAA Hall of Fame Class of 2024. I know officials are hard to find these days, but I've been really impressed with what the officials have done in this tournament. They've been very good, and that speaks well for that profession. Top of the key with the ball. Frazier put the ball in his hands a lot here, and they go to fouling. Okay, so why do you foul Frazier? Well, small body of work here. You've got to foul somebody. Frazier, an 80% shooter, but just 15 shots. He's hit 12. Let's see how he does, but not yet, because that's only the third foul on Pulaski.
And they got to look
two
to
more.
Get some quick, yeah, another quick two fouls to get them to the free throw line.
Called the foul on, they haven't put it up. Inside, oh, they tried to shoot it. And Vassar had it partially blocked, and it's rebounded. Here comes Pulaski counting. Minute 18, down six, chance. Golden opportunity there. Blankenship, handoff, Idlewine. Passed up the three, drive, bank, miss, follow, tip, no. Oh, had a chance, and Anderson couldn't get it. Up away, they went for the dunk. They didn't get the dunk. He stumbled, but the ball rolled in for Jaden Johnson.
He was fortunate that time.
Could have been a four-point game. It's an eight-point game. And inside, Idlewine has a block. Saved in. Picked back up by Pulaski County. Now Blankenship with 46 to go. Goes over to Idlewine. Idlewine twist, turns, no. And a tip with one hand. And it's good by Anderson. And a whistle sounds. And he'll have a foul shot to try to cut it down to a five-point game with 41.6 seconds to go.
The Maroons still battling hard. Great job by Zach Anderson there on that tip in and getting fouled.
So Anderson puts points on the board. He now has 9 points, 4 of 6 shooting, and looking for an important foul shot. No good, but an offensive rebound pulled down by Cook. Cook goes to the goal. It's blocked. Highlight block. Maybe a game-saving keep-your-lead block by 6'5 sophomore Jaden Johnson. Big time.
Beautiful block. He came out of nowhere and swatted that ball.
He certainly did. Adventure awaits in the foothills of Eastern Kentucky. Take a trip to Moorhead. That trip from Pulaski County High School in Somerset covers 125 miles. You can make the drive from Louisville Trinity to Moorhead, 137 miles. Plan your next adventure at visitmoorhead.com. Boy, they just cannot get over the hump. Pulaski County, Trinity, holding serve here. Got a trap in backcourt, but Frazier finds a free Vassar to forecourt, who dribbles the orange leather until he gets fouled. Well, almost a trap there. John Fraley slapping his hands together. As we talked with him in a pregame. He was 6 years old when his dad came to Rupp Arena, won the championship in 1986. One of his 702 wins. His brother, Shannon, who's John's assistant, made the game-winning shot, played at Louisville for 3 years. Foul shot no good, still not closing it out. 29.9 to go, basically 30 seconds, 49-43. Still three timeouts. You get a rebound here. If Vassar misses, you can come down and hit a three, and game gets tight here. It's not over.
Yeah, he needs to make this.
John was sleeping when he was 6 years old when his dad won the title in his sister's lap. He's not sleeping right now. And Vassar misses them both. And a rebound tipped by Anderson. They got to hurry. Here comes Fraley. Fraley will go to the lane, kick it out to Woolridge. Deep three. He missed it. Woolridge has had a tough night. He's 0 for 4. And they just cannot get over the proverbial hump. Throw up ahead to Edmonds. Edmonds had it stripped. by his number eight in the white uniform, and Wolderidge the foul. Wolderidge came in a 39% shooter, but he's missed all three of his threes tonight. This is a team that likes to hit the three. They're 2 of 11 tonight from three in Pulaski County.
Wolderidge just couldn't get it going here in Rupp Arena, and they went, especially down the stretch here when they really could have used some threes.
Seventh Sweet 16 appearance for Trinity. They've won two titles. First foul shot, no good by Edmonds.
They need to make, I know it was only 12 seconds, but still got to knock down these free throws.
You knock one down, and here's your fourth chance to get it to a three-possession game. You hope for a miss, and a quick three. You've hit only two all night from Pulaski County, but nope, it's going to go down. Julius Edmonds putting a nail in the Maroons' coffin. The ball deflected out. Good hustle there by the defender, Johnson. Again, we talked about the long arms, the deflections. Fraley at half court to Trigger. Got it into Blankenship. He goes to the goal and misses. And that'll about do it. 5 seconds to go. Pulaski County comes to Rupp, but can't get it done. Trinity does. The Shamrocks work their way to the quarterfinals. They'll play Evangel Christian in an all Jefferson County matchup. Evangel Christian won 71-60 earlier tonight. Pulaski County season ends at 23-11 after two straight trips to the Sweet 16. Trinity, in their seventh trip, now 12-4 in Sweet 16s. They are now 27-7 on the year. It was Vassar who had the game, 19.7 of 10 from the field, hit all three of his threes, 2 of 4 from the foul line, only one player in double figures from Pulaski County. That was Blankenship with 14, but they hit only 2 of 11 threes. Meanwhile, Trinity hits 53% of their shots. Carl Nathy tracking down Vassar to see what he has to say about a big victory as they move on to the quarterfinals, Carl.
All right, thanks, Greg. Our Blue Oval SK electrifying player of the game is Dre Vassar of the Trinity Shamrocks, 19 points. Dre, it didn't come easy, but you finally put him away.
Yeah, I mean, I think most of our guys came out with the pregame jitters, but we got one down. It wasn't as pretty as we liked, but most importantly, we got the dub.
What about tomorrow, Friday quarterfinals?
It's going to be a tough one. It's another Louisville versus Louisville matchup. I know it's what y'all want to see here, but somebody's got to win. Hopefully, we're going to win this side tomorrow.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And that is our electrifying player of the game presented by Blue Oval SK, Dre Vassar of the Trinity Shamrocks. Learn about electrifying the future at BlueOvalSK.com. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza at Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
For fill-ups and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
What makes Whittaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? With a wide range of products and services, we are here to provide you friendly, expert service for all your banking needs. This is Lisa Kidd, the Area Operations Officer in Moorhead. As part of your community, we are committed to building solid, long-term relationships. Stop by or give us a call at 606-784-8966. Let us show you what uniquely Kentucky means. Whittaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Moorhead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Moorhead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Moorhead State University.
Sweet 16 basketball, sponsored in part by Montgomery Tractor Sales.
Comeback, don't have empty possessions, don't turn it over, make shots. Didn't happen for Pulaski County. One of their last eight, four turnovers in the fourth quarter. Couldn't climb the comeback mountain. Meanwhile, how do you close it out? Play good defense, make shots. 4-5 for Trinity. Struggled at the foul line a little bit, but closed it out. Trinity now 27-7 will play Evangel Christian tomorrow night at 8:30 in the last quarterfinal. Evangel Christian with a 71-60 win over Butler County earlier today. And now we've got only one spot left. Who's it going to be? The last quarterfinalist, Newport at 32-3 or Campbell County at 26-6. But it was Dre Vassar who was the guy tonight that did the job with 19 points, as we said, heard from him. And he just was kind of the engine, wasn't he?
Oh, he was fantastic. The way he could break defenders down on the dribble and get to the basket and also knocked down some big threes in crucial moments. Just a fantastic job and a great defender as well.
It was a good job by another guy out there in Anderson, as Zach Anderson was our Kentucky Beef Council Pro Team Power Rebounder of the game. He had 10 boards tonight, 10 of their 25. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. So good job by Anderson as they won the rebounding battle by three, but more importantly, they shot 15 percentage points better, 53-38%. Neither team shot it well from three. 4-14 Trinity, 2-11 Pulaski County. They came in, did Pulaski County, making 6.6 of the 19 per game they took. They were patient, but they had open shots and only hit 2 of 11 tonight. One of them came very early in the ball game. Remember when Cook gave them a 3-2 lead, and then the only other three made was by Anderson, who ended with 9. Blankenship with 14, 8 for Fraley. On the other side, in addition to Vassar, nobody else in double figures. The 9 by Chandler the rest of the way. But you know, the one thing Trinity does, they have a pretty deep bench. In other words, they play a lot of guys, and as we get deeper into this tournament, that may be important.
Yeah, they were able to put a lot of players in the game to try to rest some of their kids and keep them out of foul trouble, so that bode well for Trinity.
Played 9 of them tonight, and they win to move on to the quarterfinals. Final score, 50-43. Pulaski County out, Trinity moving on, and we move out for a break here on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Brett Saxton, who was on Trinity's 2014, the first of the Sweet 16. He's now the interim coach. They went to the quarterfinals when he was a player. They're in the quarterfinals tomorrow night with a win here today. Here's what he has to say about the win over Pulaski County.
Hey, thanks so much for coming out, guys. We're playing tomorrow, and that's always a good thing at Rupp Arena. I think you could probably tell I wasn't overall very pleased with our lack of, I thought, smart basketball tonight. I just, for whatever reason, I thought we weren't ourselves. But anybody that's played or coached in tournaments like this, you know, ultimately what it comes down to is, can you finish with more points than the other team? And so we were able to make some plays late. I would have liked to come up here and say we made some free throws late, Gray, but we'll work on that guy. That's what shoot-arounds are for. So, you know, these guys are happy to answer some questions, and I'm happy as well.
A little comment to Dre, the star of this ball game, and his team. They were only 8 of 13 from the foul line. Lance Chandler had the best night, 5 of 6, 2 of 4 for Vassar from the line, 1 of 3 for Julius Edmonds, but they did shoot 52.8% from the field. Our difference maker was a guy that was also a star rebounder tonight. Well, it was another guy. It was Zach Anderson of Pulaski who had the good rebounds tonight. It's Alex Johnson, the difference maker. And listen to what the line he had. You know, it was thrifty. He had a block. He had an assist. He had 3 rebounds. He had 8 points. And he was 4 of 6 from the field. Good night's work for Alex Johnson, who is our difference maker of the game. That's the KEA difference maker of the game. Did you know that the average amount a teacher spends is $500 a year in the classroom out of their own pocket? Trinity moves on 50-43 over Pulaski County after a first half that had 8 ties and 1 lead switch. Trinity never allowed Pulaski County to get it close except for one time when they got within 3 and had the ball. Trinity, the Shamrocks, playing tomorrow night. And we're coming back after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
My dad had colon cancer. I'm worried about my chances of getting it, but I have a huge insurance deductible and just can't afford to have a colon cancer screening right now. What can I do?
As a Kentucky resident, you may qualify for a free colon cancer screening because of your family history. Call 877-597-4655 to see if you qualify for free colon cancer screening offered in our area. This message brought to you by Kentucky Cancer Program and Kentucky Colon Cancer Screening and Prevention Program.
I made it feel so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutch's Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Sweet 16 basketball, sponsored in part by the Moorhead Optimist Club.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at ForThePeople.com by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA in the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Mina Todd offered analysis in color. Carl Nathan hosted the broadcast, reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators. Thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Stoppelmeyer, who brought you the play-by-play. Again, the final score, Trinity 50, Pulaski County 43. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.